The subject matter for this evening's lecture is the transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. The Namakkal is a very suitable place to speak on this topic. Being a place of worship of Sri Nrisimhadeva Bhagavan, Nrisimhadeva is famous for having saved Prahlad Maharaj. Who was being tortured by his wicked father Hiranyakashipu. So the story is well known of how Nrisimhadeva appeared from a pillar and ripped Hiranyakashipu to pieces. It's not as well known as it used to be. The traditional culture of imparting knowledge of Bhagavan and his avatars is broken down. So that children today are more likely to know about some cartoon characters or cricket stars than Nrisimhadeva. Still, I hope that everyone in Namakkal knows how Nrisimhadeva appeared from the pillar to protect Prahlad Maharaj. So even though the story of Nrisimhadeva is quite well known, the transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj are not very well known. People nowadays, if they happen to know the narrations of the various avatars, it's very rare that they know any philosophy. And if they know any philosophy, it's all a big mess, all mixed up. Prahlad Maharaj spoke this philosophical knowledge to his classmates. They were all about 5 years old. Now you might think 5 years is a bit early to start speaking about philosophy. People often say, well, you should wait until you're older to become more religious. Have you heard this? People say, you enjoy your life, and then when you get old, and then you become more religious. No use to be very religious during your life. Just at the end, you can remember God when you have nothing else to do. But Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusha janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. He said that knowledge of Bhagavan should be imparted from the very youngest age, from the age of 5 years or even before. Those who are actually intelligent should take up the practice of Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna Bhakti in this world. What does intelligent mean in this context? When we were driving here from Salem, we came past the Gyanamani Technical College on the road. So this word Gyan, this comes up in the again and again in Bhagavad Gita, in the Upanishads, in Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshami asheshataha yajgyatva neha bhuyo najgyatavyam avashishyate.
Bhagavad Krishna, Bhagavad Gita,
so when he was referring to jnana and vijnana, Lord Krishna was not referring to what you learn in a technical college. This human life is valuable because we can, in the human life only, we can cultivate knowledge of reality. What is the purpose of life? If we ask most people what is the purpose of life, they will say we should be happy. And in fact, everything we do is so we can be happy. Everything every living being does is so they can be happy. There is a fly buzzing around my head, and he's trying to land on my head, thinking that if he lands on my head, he will be happy. And I am chasing it away because it's causing some discomfort. So what the fly is doing and what I am doing is for our comfort. But Prahlad Maharaj says something which is quite extraordinary. Sukham indriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam Sarvatra labhyate sukham yata dukham ayatnatah. He told his friends, don't bother trying to be happy. Whatever bodily happiness you have, that will come automatically by destiny. Just like we don't try to become distressed. No one tries to have a headache. No one thinks, well, I didn't have a headache for a few months. It's about time I had a headache. Let me hit myself on the head with a hammer. No one thinks like that. But anyway, headaches or various diseases come. Automatically, without our trying for it. So in the same way, Prahlad Maharaj says, happiness comes without our even trying for it. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj recommends, don't waste your time trying to get more happiness or trying to counteract unhappiness. But realizing that human life is very rare, and very valuable, because it gives us the opportunity to inquire into the Absolute Truth. But also temporary, it will not last very long. Therefore, our attention should be on Bhagavad Dharma. On that endeavor which will give us the greatest reward. Just like the parents want their children to go to college. They think best if they can go to medical college. And maybe second best engineering college. And then a long way down on the scale, agricultural college. Why is the medical college considered better than the agricultural college? In both the medical college and the agricultural college, you have to study and learn something. But the medical college is considered better than the agricultural college because by studying in the medical college, one can attain a more prestigious position in society and earn more money than you will get from studying in the agricultural college. So similarly, in human life, everyone is endeavoring to do something. But Prahlad Maharaj recommends we endeavor in such a manner that we will get the best reward. That is through Bhagavad Dharma or surrendering to Krishna. Now, Prahlad Maharaj pointed out that people waste their lives. How much of our lives goes in sleeping? Useless waste of time. Of course, we can't stop sleeping, but excess sleeping means a complete waste of time. So human life is artada. It's meant for giving us the best gift, but so much time is wasted sleeping, eating, bathing, all these bodily maintenance. In childhood, we're just, you know, we're absorbed in playing. And in the middle of life, we're absorbed in working. And at the end of life, we are overcome by various diseases. In this way, our whole life just passes away. Sometimes you have that experience at the end of the day, and it just seems like 2 minutes ago you got up in the morning, the whole day just went pew, just like that. But similarly, our whole life can just go boom, just like that. You come to 70 years old and you know it's, you don't have much time left, and you know, what did I do with my life? I had a job, I had a few children, and I watched TV, and what else did I do? I passed, you know, a few tons of stool in my life. What did I do? And now there's no time to do anything. So Prahlad Maharaj says, from the very beginning of life, take up that which is the actual purpose of life, which is Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj was a schoolboy. His father dutifully arranged the best teachers for him. Their names were Shanda and Amarka. They were the sons of Shukracharya, who is the Daitya Guru. He's the So they're very highly qualified teachers. And the most important subject they wanted to teach Prahlad was politics, because he's the son of a king. Political tactics. Sama Bheda Dana Danda. That you have to manage the state by keeping everyone peaceful. Keep them under control. And if your political enemies, you follow the process of divide and rule. You pit them against each other. And you keep your support, you keep your friends by bribing people. And if that doesn't work, you just crush your opposition. So these are the principles of politics. But Prahlad Maharaj was not interested in this. Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad's father, would call Prahlad Maharaj from time to time and affectionately sit him on his lap. And he would ask Prahlad, "My dear boy, what are you learning in school?" Are you learning how to exploit the citizens? Are you learning how to crush your enemies? Tell me, what's your favorite subject? What's the best thing you learned? So actually Prahlad, he had not learned the principles of politics because he was not interested in this. He did not consider Shanda and Amarka as his gurus. His guru was the great eternal devotee, eternally famous Sri Narada Muni. Prahlad Maharaj had learned from Narad when Prahlad was in the womb of his mother. And he always remembered the instructions of Narad. And therefore, he found the instructions of how to enjoy this material world of no interest to him whatsoever. So when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "What is the best thing you have learned?" Prahlad gave an answer that shocked Hiranyakashipu. His answer was, "Shravanam kirtanam Vishno smaranam ada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam iti pungsapita Vishno bhaktis twam bhaktis chendavalakshana." What's the next line? Tanmanya adhitam uttamam. He said that hearing about Vishnu, chanting the glories of Vishnu, remembering Vishnu, serving the lotus feet of Vishnu, performing archan, worship of the deity of Vishnu,
ವಿಷ್ಣುವಿನ ವಿಗ್ರಹಗಳಿಗೆ ಅರ್ಚನೆ ಮಾಡಿದರು.
Offering prayers to Vishnu, identifying oneself as the servant of Vishnu, friendship to Vishnu, and full surrender to Vishnu. These are 9 processes of Vishnu Bhakti. I consider to be the best education. For all human beings. So Hiranyakashipu was not happy to hear this. Hiranyakashipu was a totally materialistic person. But Prahlad Maharaj's teachings were fully transcendental. Therefore, the teachings of Prahlad had no interest. They were of no interest to Hiranyakashipu. The teachings of Prahlad Maharaj will appeal to spiritually enlightened persons. There are many persons who are determined not to become on the spiritual platform. As Prahlad Maharaj said, Matiya na Krishne paratasvato vamito bhipadyeta krihapratanam adantago bhir vishatanta misram punah punas charavita charavananam. He said that certain people, they are not attracted to Vishnu, to Krishna. And they will not become attracted to Krishna. Because they've made a decision not to become attracted to Krishna. They are against Krishna consciousness. They think Krishna consciousness is very bad. Because they have decided that their whole life is simply meant for material enjoyment. Then Prahlad Maharaj says, Adanta Gobhya. Their senses are uncontrolled. This is a very important point. One major difference between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu was that Prahlad, his senses were controlled, whereas those of Hiranyakashipu were not. Now we hear many, there are different kinds of religious preachers. There are different kinds of Christian preachers from different churches. There are Islamic preachers. And within Hinduism, there are many different Swamis. But who is, out of all these religious preachers, who is preaching that we must control our senses? No one preaches like this.
Rather,
they will say, you worship God and God will give you more facilities to enjoy your senses. But real spiritual life begins with control of the senses. Without control of the senses, there is no actual spiritual life. Unless the senses are controlled, we are simply in ignorance. And we will have to be born again and again. We will have to go to hell for indulging our senses. And again we will get born, and again we will try to enjoy ourselves. So Prahlad Maharaj, even though he's a young boy, he's fully self-realized. This pamphlet is being handed out to everyone. The transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Please read it. It may shock you. Because Prahlad speaks very openly and very straightforwardly. But what he speaks is of utmost value to us. Yan maituna adigrihameti sukham hitucham kanduyanena karayogi vadukha dukham chupyanti neha kripana bahudukha bhaja kandutivam vishayam vishaheta dhira. He says that in this material world the main enjoyment is sex. This is the happiness of people who are interested in family life. Of course, we're not against family life. But family life should be entered into for serving Krishna. Otherwise, Prahlad Maharaj says, it's simply centered, he used the term maitunadi, centered on sex. He gives the example that the sex urge is like an itch. Now it is itchy season, it's hot season. So you feel like scratching. So if you scratch the itching sensation, you feel a little relief. But actually, it gets worse. The itching gets worse by scratching it. So material happiness is like that. We want to enjoy our senses. But if we indulge in sense enjoyment, then we become more in illusion and our desire for material enjoyment simply increases.
Ah, அறியாமைய முழுகி போறோம். இந்த குழந்தை அவர் அதனுடைய கட்டுப்பாட்டை கொண்டது.
And by scratching and scratching, pus comes out. But persons who are kripana, who are spoiling the human form of life, they do not understand this. And therefore they act in a way which simply produces more and more distress. Therefore, an intelligent person, Prahlad Maharaj says, is dhira, he tolerates. Just like if you have an itch, you want to scratch, but you tolerate. You know, no, if I scratch, it will get worse. So in the same way, the desire to enjoy sense enjoyment, a sober person tolerates it. He does not indulge in sense enjoyment. So this may be a shocking instruction, but it's instruction that we all need to take. The whole propaganda of the material world, especially in the modern society, is enjoy, enjoy, enjoy your senses. But Prahlad Maharaj says, stop. Be cool-headed. Think about what you're doing. Don't indulge in activities that will lead to degradation. But act in a way that we can be elevated to the topmost platform of spiritual life. So this is the actual path of auspiciousness. What Prahlad Maharaj spoke many millions of years ago is just as applicable today. We can choose today whether to be a follower of the modern Hiranyakashipus or a follower of the representatives of Prahlad Maharaj. Our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, was a representative of Prahlad Maharaj. He went in the midst of the demoniac civilization, where meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex are normal. You would not think it would be possible to preach Krishna Bhakti among people addicted to such low-class sinful activities. But just as Prahlad Maharaj preached Krishna Bhakti among the sons of the demons many millions of years ago, Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries and taught this Bhagavad Dharma.
எப்படி பிரகடனமாக அசுர குடும்பத்தில் பிறந்த குழந்தைகள் அசுர குடும்பத்தில் பிறந்த மாணவர்களுக்கு பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணியிருந்தாரோ அதே மாதிரியே தந்தைகள் உடைய சமுதாயத்தின் நடுவில் மேற்கத்திய நாடுகளில் போய் ஸ்ரீரங்கோபால இந்த பாகவத தர்மத்தை கிருஷ்ண உணர்வு பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணார்.
The same principle, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnam, hearing and chanting about
Vishnu.
These are the main activities of bhakti. Hearing means hearing from devotees according to the teachings of Shastra. And Kirtana means chanting the names of Krishna. This process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu is extremely powerful. It was powerful millions of years ago. And it is powerful even today. What do we mean by powerful? Does it mean that you will get some siddhis like flying in the air? No, you will get something much better than flying in the air. Birds can fly in the air, but they're still in ignorance. The greatest gift is the knowledge by which we can transcend birth and death. Prahlad Maharaj spoke this knowledge millions of years ago. Srila Prabhupada taught this knowledge in recent times. And on the order of Srila Prabhupada, following the same tradition, we are speaking the same thing. And you can take advantage. Everyone can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by hearing and chanting about Krishna. According to the authorized system of parampara, based on the teachings of genuine gurus, genuine sadhus, and the Shastra, in Kali Yuga, the process is very easy. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasceva, 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 Gatiranyatha. It is not, we're just talking about controlling the senses, but it's not so easy to control the senses. Especially in Kali Yuga, the mind is very disturbed. But Bhagavan has given us an easy process in this Kali Yuga. Chanting the names of Krishna. This is effective. It works. People from all over the world are chanting the names of Krishna and coming to the transcendental platform. So we invite everyone to take up this process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Now we are going to take some questions, if anyone has any questions. And after that we'll make a presentation about how you can chant Hare Krishna at home every day and follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Does anyone have any questions, please? If you have any questions, you can take the wandering mic. Yeah. Concentrate the mind on Krishna or any other Hindu god. Yeah.
Same.
Is it the same? You say Krishna or any other Hindu god. Do we find anywhere in Bhagavad Gita, in Puranas, Mahabharata, anywhere that Krishna is called a Hindu god? You won't find the word Hindu anywhere. In all of these Shastras. People all over the world are taking to Krishna Bhakti. They're not asking how I can become a Hindu. They are asking what is the highest truth. The answer is Krishna. A Hindu god is not the highest truth. There is no such thing as a Hindu god. You see, there are here in Tamil Nadu, this Kumar is very popular, Skanda,
Subramanya.
But you won't find anywhere in Shastra that Subramanyam is called a Hindu god. So why don't, I mean, this is the problem, you don't study Shastra. You just have some misconceptions, Hindu god. So you're asking about meditating on Krishna or any other Hindu god, but your so-called meditation won't help you at all unless you're free of these stupid misconceptions. That's why Prahlad Maharaj said, first of all, Shravana. First of all, you hear and understand. If you don't understand, then what is the value of your activities?
Mm-hmm.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mataparataram Nanyat Kinchirasti. There is no truth higher than me. He says, Antavattu Palam Tesham Tad Bhavat Yalpamedasam. Those who worship various devatas, they are foolish because their results of doing so are temporary. So it's not the same. Worshipping Krishna and worshipping various devatas does not give the same result. Just like as a similar example, you may study very hard, but if you study in the medical college, you'll get a different result to studying in the agricultural college. We should first of all know who is supreme. You'll get a better result by, if you want to bribe someone, then better bribe the chief minister and not the village sarpanch. But actually, worship of Krishna is not like bribing. Worship of various demigods, it's just I worship you and you do something for me. It's like bribing a minister. But true worship of Krishna is based on love. Patrang pushpang palang toyam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, offer me a fruit, a flower, leaf, or water. These are not very expensive things or difficult things to procure. But if they are offered with love to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates with love. So on the path of bhakti, we're not interested in getting any material gain from any demigod. We understand scientifically from Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna's supreme position. We respect the demigods as great persons. But our attention is on Krishna. By Krishna bhakti, we achieve the highest goal of life, which is bhakti. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. By performing bhakti, we get bhakti. That is the ultimate need of the soul. We get a completely different result by worshipping the demigods for material boons. Hiranyakashipu was a worshipper of Lord Brahma. Ravana was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. But they were complete materialists. The spiritual platform begins by worshipping Krishna without any material desire.
ஆன்மீக தலம் அப்படிங்கிறது எப்பொழுது கிருஷ்ணர் வழிபடுறாங்க ஆரம்பிக்கிறாங்களோ, எந்த ஒரு பௌதிக ஆசை இல்லாமல் வழிபட ஆரம்பிக்கிறாங்களோ அப்பதான் ஆனந்தம்.
And anyway, this idea of meditation, who can do any meditation? We cannot do meditation in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, our minds are too disturbed. And even if we try to do meditation, there'll be sounds of traffic, sounds of TV. There's always some disturbance. So please chant Hare Krishna. That is the recommended process for Kali Yuga. Krite yad hayato vishnum chaitayam yajato makai Dwapare Paricharya Yang Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In Satya Yuga, the Yuga Dharma or the recommended process was meditation.
Satya Yuga
In Treta Yuga, the process was by performing Yajna. In Dwapara Yuga, the process was worship in the temple. And in Kali Yuga, the Yoga Dharma is Hari Kirtan. So just chant Hare Krishna. Don't bother with going to this demigod or that demigod. Or trying to do some meditation. Just chant Hare Krishna. You will get the highest perfection of life. Yeah, any other question, please? Yeah, just pass them out.
God is one only. Is God one only? And does God have one?
Yes, God is one. God is Krishna. He has many forms. Vamshi Gopal Krishna. He expands himself as Ram, Narsingha, Varaha, Kurma, so many different forms. That doesn't mean that every person is God. But the Vishnu forms, they are Bhagavan. This we understand from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana and all Shastras. One gentleman had a question. All right, let this man ask and then afterwards.
He says, Mahabharata war, Krishna was using so much tantras to defeat the Kauravas, that Dronacharya was killed by telling the lie that Ashwatthama and the elephant was died, and Karna was also killed in a similar way. So to establish dharma, Krishna used this kind of ways. So is it right?
Yes.
Krishna telling the Saita.
If it wasn't right, then Vyasadeva wouldn't have recorded it in Mahabharata.
Krishna telling the Saita yada Mahabharata Vyasadeva yada kurudurga matar.
But dharma is not very easy to understand. Therefore, people can become confused. Sometimes people are so foolish and offensive as to accuse Krishna of being immoral. But we find the same Vyasadeva who recorded all these narrations in Mahabharata also records in Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form of the personality of Godhead. So all the acharyas over all these centuries have worshipped Krishna. Acharyas such as Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Sri Madhva Acharya. Sri Shankara Acharya also said, Bhaja Govindam. So they never misunderstood. They never misunderstood that Krishna is immoral. It's only the persons of the mentality like Hiranyakashipu and Duryodhana who will accuse Krishna of being immoral. Actually, Krishna, just by his will, he can kill all the Kauravas. And actually that happened by his will. But there are various reasons that he adopted various tactics. Just to show that in this world, however much one may try, the condition of this world is such that it is crooked. Arjuna didn't want to fight. He thought it was wrong. Krishna told him to fight. It was the better of two evils. Neither option. Arjuna didn't see either option as good, either fighting or not fighting. But Arjuna thought that to fight against his gurus is very bad. But Krishna told him to fight anyway. Because the circumstances demand it. As Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita before the battle began, Sava Rambahi Doshena. In every endeavor there is some kind of fault. But that doesn't mean that one should That doesn't mean that one should therefore not act. So because destroying Duryodhana was essential, therefore Krishna found it necessary to resort to various tactics. In the case of Karna, he got what he deserved. He was saying, "You cannot kill me in this circumstance. It is not dharma." And Krishna asked him, "Then where was your dharma when you insulted Draupadi?" Where was your dharma when you banished the Pandavas to the forest? By cheating in the dice game. Where was your dharma when you tried to kill Bhima by a poison cake? Throughout your whole life you have adopted adharma, and now you are pleading dharma. So all these things have to be understood through the explanations of the acharyas. Then? My life history. After many millions of births of wandering in this material world, in this lifetime at the age of 18, I got the shelter of a great Mahabharata Paramahamsa spiritual master, and my life began. Whatever happened prior to that is just like being dead while apparently living. Any other questions? All right, so would you like to explain about this? You want to explain about the chanting? Oh, there's another question.
Mahabharati, Arjuna Nagar, Idi Pinde, Guru, Borokarana, Pinda, Apurde, Oto Pinda, Jinanda, Akisha, Bavakiri, Kupu, Sula, Prasna, Oto Kanda, Yunda, Krishna, Yama, Sakana, Yabade, பகவத்கீதையில் கூறியுள்ளார் என்பதை நினைவு கூறுகிறேன். பகவத் சூழ்ச்சியால் நியாய தர்மத்துடன் நடந்து கொள்ளவில்லை என்பது மகாபாரதத்திலே அர்ஜுனன் எதிரில் போர் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது எதிரில் இருக்கும் பொழுது குரு குரோக்காரர்கள் இருந்தார்கள். அப்பொழுது போர் கொடுத்து திரும்பவில்லை. அதற்கு
It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita itself that Krishna's injunction to Arjuna to fight against his guru and superiors are wrong. So what is it about?
That's not Bhagavad Gita. Translate.
Yes.
So that's not Bhagavad Gita.
அப்படி கிருஷ்ணர் செய்தது தவறு என்று சொல்லியிருக்கக்கூடிய பகவத்கீதை கிடையாது.
People didn't hear the question.
மக்களுக்கு கேள்வி நடக்கல அப்படின்னா மறுபடியும் சொல்றோம். அவர் கேட்கிறார் பகவத்கீதையில பகவத்கீதை போல் பகவத்கீதை சொல்றதுக்கு முன்னாடி அர்ஜுனன் தன்னுடைய உறவினர்களையும் முதியோர்களையும் கொள்றது தயங்கினா பகவத்கீதையை கேட்டதுக்கு அப்புறம் அது மாதிரி கொலை செய்தான். ஒரு சில பகவத்கீதையில அந்த கீதையிலே எழுதியிருந்து கிருஷ்ணருடைய அருளை அறிவுரை தவறானது அதை பத்தி நீங்க என்ன சொல்றீங்கன்னு
கேட்டேன். Say that in some Bhagavad Gita's it said that Krishna was wrong to induce Arjuna to fight, but there's only one Bhagavad Gita.
சில பகவத் கீதையில கிருஷ்ணர் அர்ஜுனனை போர்ல ஈடுபட சொல்லி சொன்னது தவறுன்னு சொல்லப்படுதுன்னு சொல்றீங்க. ஆனா பகவத்கீதை ஒண்ணுதான்.
Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Bhagavan and recorded by Vyasadeva.
Bhagavad Gita Bhagavanana pesapattadhu Vyasadevarada eduthirukkar.
Other people they can comment whatever they like.
Matra makkal avanga enna irukkaranga avanga sollirukkaranga.
But if Bhagavad Gita was wrong, then why is it still so much in demand even after so many thousands of years?
Bhagavad Gita solapattadhu thavaru appadina ivula aayiranga varshangalai makkale indha Bhagavad Gita padichirukkaanga.
Such people are stupid.
Andha mari Bhagavad Gita vilakkapadukkuravanga avasamana janam.
And if you think you're such people who criticize Krishna, if you give them any regard, you're also stupid. You should take, therefore we have Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil. Without, this is actual understanding as Krishna gave it. What is the use of taking an explanation of Bhagavad Gita from a rascal who is envious of Krishna?
Krishna mera parama guruye or ayogiyude Bhagavad Gita ne vilakkatha padikkiradhaala enna prayojanam?
If you hear Bhagavad Gita from a rascal, you won't become purified, you'll just become another rascal.
Neenga or ayogiyude irundha neenga Bhagavad Gita padichu kettinga appadina adhu moolama neenga purumai adaiveenga neenga indha ayogiyada maarveenga.
Therefore you should take Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil. It's given by a great pure devotee of Krishna. This edition of Bhagavad Gita is making millions of devotees of Krishna all over the world. So you have to decide, you want to be a Prahlad or you want to be a Hiranyakashipu. Whose explanation of Bhagavad Gita do you want to hear? Prahlad's or Hiranyakashipu's?
Thank you.
explain the chanting. You have to explain about the chanting we've been chanting. You don't know this? You don't? It's not a regular feature of your program? You're telling me that this is a regular feature of your program? Then where's Krishnadas? Let him come and explain. Or anyone. Anyone can come and explain the chanting? Huh?